This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening. Good evening and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. This is Jenny White, and tonight we will be discussing, we'll be discussing COVID-19, which everybody knows is coronavirus, and they have the 19 COVID is because it was discovered in, or we found out about it in December. So this is something that is very or extremely deadly. And everybody should be cautious in what they do. It seems as if the millennials want to take it lightly. They want to go to the beaches, and you know, it's just so many out there. It just is as if they don't get it, and they need to slow down because this is no joke. This is no joke. It's killed quite a few people. All of them weren't seniors. One guy just died, and I think he was 44. He was either 34 or 44, but he had some different things, you know, that was wrong with him. And there's an 18-month-old child who has one kidney, and he has it. And now I found out that someone has two dogs and they have it. Now go figure that one out. I didn't hear anybody said anything about animals catching it. And here in Detroit, our chief of police, Craig, he has it, and if I'm not mistaken, it's over 100 police persons who have it as well. So the part I'm not understanding, well, I guess I do and I don't, but when you have symptoms and you call in, they say, come. I mean, if you have symptoms of the disease and they want you to just stay in the house, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. This is something that is new to everyone. We've never had it like this. We've had epidemics before, but this is a pandemic, which means it's all over the world. It's not just us. And it seems as if we go to sleep and when we wake up, you know, it's thousands of people that have contracted it just about, you know, last night. So this is something that's really, really dangerous, and we need to take it seriously. there is this particular grandma who's in Spain, and her attitude is when death comes, it comes. She walks 200 meters to the bar for a beer with whoever is around. Excuse me. She lives in a village, and she and about 30 people gather in the bar drinking and raising their glasses and joking about who are the Spaniards who are in a frenzy over the COVID-19. And on a Saturday, the country declared a state of emergency. The highways are cut off. Travel is limited. Schools and universities are closed, and the grocery stores are running out of stock. But we have a lot of that now. But in the village where Grandma was born 80 years ago, life goes on. Huh. Life goes on. So, like she said, when death comes, it comes, and she's going to live her life. But the majority of us, I don't think we're feeling that way. At any rate, we should be very, very careful. Don't shake hands and, you know, don't go hugging people. And they say it's not airborne. Of course, we don't know, but that's what they're saying. It's not airborne. But, you know, continually wash your hands and just do what you can, you know, and pray. And pray. Or should I say, pray first and then do everything else that you need to do. If you would like to make a comment, all you have to do is press the 1 on your phone and you'll be streaming live, and you can tell me what you think about the Kenora virus. So I'm going to take a break and we'll be back. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. 1 in 3 women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband. And in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org, for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
Lions Clubs International is a service or membership organization of over 1.7 million members worldwide. It was founded in 19...
'Talk About It with Jenny White Show. I have a caller who would like to say something. Caller, you're on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Caller.
I'm not sure.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Mrs. White? Well, I am a... middle-aged ladies in my 60s, I do have underlying conditions. I just want to comment on what fantastic job that the medical facilities are doing. I have an appointment today at Carmanos, and one of the reasons that they don't want you to come, say your nose is, you're sniffling, it's the allergy season and there's a lot of underlying issues that's happening. If everybody rush to the hospital or go to the emergency, they won't only affect the caregivers, they will affect everybody around them. But first of all, like you had mentioned earlier, first of all, we need to pray. Because if you don't have God, you sure better get him now. And he's given us another chance. So I am very, first of all, we need to be thankful for what we have. Because other countries don't have what we have. The fact that I'm, and they scream me. They really scream me. When I went in there, they made me walk around to the other door. And it was kind of cute. But they're doing their job. And I really appreciate them. I really do. I appreciate everything that I have. And if you learn to be thankful for what you have, you won't have a need for anything. Now, you might want something, but you won't have a need for anything. But I do appreciate all the support. I appreciate all the medical caregivers. I appreciate the officers who jeopardize their lives every day for us.
Yes.
And I want to thank them. And that know that somebody cares. And if we do like the government, but it's so many information coming from so many different directions, it would be nice if we had a concrete place that we can go to, because you hear this, you hear that, you really don't know what to believe.
Right.
You know, I heard that they're going to shut it down in 24 hours, 48 hours, get your toilet paper, run here, run there. And it caused people to cause anxiety. So when
I
had
know,
anxiety
I know,
today,
I
asked the doctor, like, can you get me? She said, no, you just got to chill. You got to chill. You got to exercise, get some fresh air. But the fact that I'm here and I don't plan on being here, I plan on being here for a long time. Until God calls me, I ain't going nowhere. The COVID-19, me and God going to roll this till the wheels fall off. But I do appreciate it. I really do. And I just thank God for being here. I really
do. Caller. What was your name?
My name, well, you know, I work for a nonprofit organization. My name is Irma Hudson. And I just love doing what I do, working with the people I work
Irma
with.
Hudson.
And the volunteers. Yes.
Someone asked about you.
They
today.
Did. Oh, I'm doing great, girl. I'm kicking butt.
No, they you know, didn't know that. They were mentioning something else about you.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yes. I'm doing the
I
do chemo.
I didn't even catch that voice.
I do chemo twice a week, and like I say, I have no complaints. I'm good. I go in. I come out. So far, so good. So I'm just laying in my bed watching Extra. I say, let me check out Mrs. Jenny White because I want to see what she's talking about today. But today is good. I really appreciate you. I really do all the information that you give. I said, now, let me find this bookmarker. So it pays to have those bookmarkers, Mrs. White, because that's where I got the phone number from. But
well,
really,
let me
really,
ask
I do.
Do you know of anyone that might have it?
Well, one of the reasons the other day we had a van driver that was tested. So when the van drivers was tested, that means we all had to shut down. The house had been shut down. We only have five families in the house. As we speak, we can check them out, but we cannot check anybody in. Until he got the diagnosis negative yesterday, we were all pretty much quarantined to our rooms, which we are now, because corporate headquarters of RMHC of Chicago said no coming in, just leaving, and they're confined to their rooms. So until this thing passed or the governor gives us some kind of different guidelines, it's just me and my families. So we in the rooms, we eating good, we got TVs. I ain't got no complaints. But, yeah, but his came back negative, so I'm not sure, because even the hospital – of course, my understanding is under 18 and over 59 to get to even visit. And then you can't go in the hospital if you don't have an appointment. So they're not taking, you know, and then they don't want everybody in there, you know, hustling and bustling,
right,
carrying it. Because I got choked on my spit, and they ran over there and gave me a mask. And I know what it was, and I just looked at him and smiled because we're scared. We're scared.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's scared.
Mm-hmm.
You can sneeze.
Yeah.
You can have allergies and rubbing your eyes and, you know,
yeah.
and everybody's scared, which they have a right to be. But maybe they need to be scared so they can be careful. Sometimes
yes.
you have to be careful. You got to be a little scared so you can be careful. But
that's
it's
true.
Been a,
well, what about the millennials? They're
the
out
millennials,
there on the beaches. Oh, my gosh. So
it's a shame.
I don't know. They think
really
they're invincible,
I
guess.
Right. It's a young man that was on TV, and I just hope he lives and does well and see himself 10 years from now and see what fool he made out of himself. Because talking about if he got to die, he got to die from something. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to die. Now, you may say that, but let the
yeah.
devil grab you and see what you say. First thing, you're going to holler Jesus and God. But it's just immaturity. It's just really immaturity and stupidity because that don't make a bit of sense. Jumping around. Now, you know, after they all come back, some of them got to have it. The way things are floating around,
mm-hmm.
period, they have
That's
to have
true.
It. And I didn't know our chief had it till you mentioned it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He
you know,
and
cause
some
I've seen
of the officers, too. And our
so that means
drummer at the church, he has it.
Okay.
So,
but
we're
going
to
continue to pray for them and get them strength to,
yes.
to handle this. And my understanding, some are carriers. Some
right.
are, it's just different varieties. You can have it, but not have it. And then you can have it. And when you quarantine yourself, my understanding is the purpose in quarantine is to let it pass. Like you have a flu, a lot of times the doctor tell me it's nothing they can really give you. You got to work it through your system, and the medication just kind of help you endure certain aches and pains and fevers and things like that. So to run to the hospital, emergency, and that, not a good thing. If you
and
have,
they,
a, well, you got to.
They don't have enough beds anyway.
And equipment. Yeah, because
That's
even when
true.
I was at
That's
the doctor
true.
Today with
yes.
They working hard. They are. Them poor nurses, they were stretched out full length today. I looked at them. I said, well, I ain't going to complain because, you know, some people, they come going there complaining. You better be nice to people that, like I say, with needles and stuff. But they're good. They're good. I think they really overextending themselves. They really are, you know, because they have
well,
families.
Well, from what I
they have kids.
Some of them have, you know, caught it.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Right.
So they're asking
and then
us
they,
to stay home.
And then some of them don't have the proper equipment. You know,
yes,
it's, you know the doctors, they're running out. So I figured, well, God, just watch over me, protect me, everybody, and just help us through this time. Because it's all written in the Bible. So it's just like we got to roll
That's
with the
true.
Punches and pray.
That's true.
It's,
yes,
it's all written in the Bible.
You're
but
absolutely
is,
right, and it was no surprise to him. It was a surprise to us, but it wasn't any surprise to him. He knew it was coming, and he
yes.
knows how long it's going to stay and when it's going to end. So,
yes.
you know, we just go along with him as long as he keeps us.
Oh,
it's all
yes.
right with me.
Yeah, it sure is, because I have no complaints, because it ain't going to help no anyway. But it's
right.
no complaints.
Yeah,
I just really appreciate everything I have because I think I'm pretty blessed.
yeah.
And
I think so.
Just,
I
just
think
to have
you are
what I have.
Yes.
And I just want to know, let you know that I do appreciate you. You keep up the
oh.
good work. Keep doing what you're doing.
Listen,
you know, you
and
gotta,
you too.
Yeah.
And you
oh,
too.
Oh, girl, God
yeah.
is good.
I will tell you who asked about you.
okay. you take care and be good.
Oh.
And if you need anything and I got it, it's yours.
I know. You've always been that
uh-huh.
way.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Anything.
Thanks for coming in and, you know, sharing with us. And
I appreciate you.
Okay.
I do.
Anytime.
Okay. You take care.
You're always welcome.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Another caller who'd like to say something. Caller. You're on with Jenny White. This is the Jenny White Show. Tonight we're talking about Coronavirus.
Yes, indeed. Hello, Jenny White. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. And how are you?
Oh, hang in there. This is Mike from Singapore. You know, since we all talking about the COVID-19, you know, this is basically is called Disease X, because up to today, they don't know nothing about this virus, and then they keep telling BS to all the world, oh, we are going to have a vaccine, and et cetera. Viruses, you cannot have vaccine on it anyway. And especially Disease X, which is people are not, don't know anything. I mean, killing in Iran every hour 15 people. And in Italia, just it killed 475 people today. So, yeah, this is an event. It goes back to Moses and Jesus' time, the plague, the world plague, because, you know, it was first World War One. How many people died? And we did not learn our lessons. Then we got World War II, and Hitler and killed 6 million Jews plus other people, so many other countries involved, and so many death and plagues also at that time too. Then a Spanish flu. Then we have you know, H1 swine flu. Then SARS, then MARS, then this is called Disease X, because Great Spirit is shaking this planet with its two hands right now, because we did not get our lesson. We could come together as a one people. We could come as all nations, as one nations, and be, you know, together, but we choose separateness, selfishness, and each country, and now, and be the racism with so many things going on in the world. Great Spirit is mad as the hell, and this time is shaking the planet with his two hands, and this time 90% of the world population will be ceased to exist. Do you have any comments? Go ahead, please.
No, I'm just listening to you. You were running them down.
And with Giorgio Stone, we have written, we are going to bring humanity to 500,000 people. This is the, I mean, also because this virus, or Disease X, I call it, because the symptoms, because it can kidney damage you first. Suddenly, you have a nice kidney, and then you go just because of cough or etc. They go and check you up. Oh, your kidney damage. How can your kidney damage? You have had the test done, say, 2 months, 3 months ago. So since 3 months from now, suddenly your kidney goes to moderate damage. How is that possible?
Yeah,
this Disease X is very, very AI. It's like an AI. It's very intelligent. It can go to anybody's body, and each one, it will does its own damages. And many, many people, of course, they have test positive. They keep saying, you will not have any symptoms, or that's fine. And then those people also going to infect some more people, and those people, I mean, it's a chain reaction we have in global right now.
Yes, because, that's true.
Because they have to quarantine them regardless, and they, you know, take care of them, and because lack of beds, lack of,
yes.
I mean, it's like they are ready for the World War III, but they were not ready. Although this experiment was done in the United States Army in 2019, and at that time also said we are not ready for such a thing, scenario, events. And still up to today, we are not ready for any. Neither are U.S., North America, Singapore, China, anywhere, because this disease is really like an AI. Whatever it is killing the mankind, and it's very sad. And Express, if you just Google it, Express, UK magazine, UK newspaper, you should be able to find it. That what happened in UK, those people who were, supposed to have gone and get healed from this disease X. What happened? They test them. Oh, negative. You're good to go. Guess what? After 1 to 2 weeks, they went back, retested. It was positive. So
now, where did you say? Excuse me. Where did you say you were calling from?
Mike from Singapore.
Singapore. Oh. Yeah, I remember you. How you doing?
Oh, yeah, hi. Yes, my dear. I saw your name. I come right away. Yeah, I know you're doing it.
I have another caller who might want to talk to you.
Sure.
Caller, you
okay,
on
go
with
ahead.
Mike
go ahead,
from Singapore?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello, Jenny White.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Good. Yeah, the coronavirus is definitely serious, and a lot of people aren't taking it that way. That's why I believe that, these governors are having to close the bars and restaurants and shut the city down, shut the states down in order to try to curb the number of people infected. I was reading today that 150 Detroit police officers have had to be quarantined, and the chief of police has come down with it as well. So it's quite rampant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, when, for example, President Donald Trump and Pence and other ones, they said they have tested and it's negative. I'm sure if sometimes it takes 4 to 5 times you test, then it comes positive.
Right. Okay.
Am I right or
I'm
wrong?
Sure.
Go ahead, sir.
No, I'm sure that Trump and Pence probably have it as well, because several people that they've been around have tested positive. So I do believe that. I read a book called The Black Hebrew Awakening, The Final 400 Years of Slaves in America, and they talked about 400 years being 2019, when things were going to start changing on the planet, and disenfranchised people, the tribes of Israel, were going to take their rightful place in the world. And so I heard you mention the plague. So I believe that this is not by accident and definitely by design. The world as we knew it was, is not going to be the same. We're going to have a new normal, whatever that's going to look like. But we'll just have to be flexible enough to do what needs to be done so that we can remain healthy, because there are going to be a number of casualties that this
COVID-19,
it's going to be a lot of people.
Because just in the United States, 300 million people will have coronavirus in 8 weeks. And right now it's 400 million or 420, so about 100 to 120 million. But those one also will get it later on. Okay, this is something that there is no solution for it. We see that there is a big tension in his inner circle of the Donald Trump as well too, and with Dr. Tony Fauci and other ones, you know, it's just so much tension. And God forbid, if you know, if anything happens to him and Pence, guess what? Who's going to be the president of USA? Nancy Pelosi. Go ahead. Go ahead.
That's true.
Okay, Mike.
Am I right or wrong?
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, I agree.
She's third in charge, right? So, yeah, like, you know, I heard Bill Gates in a TED talk about 10 to 15% of the population, because we're at 6 billion right now, and it's, you know, they're looking at us populating to 9 billion. So he was saying 10 to 15% population can be taken care of just by, you know, vaccines and viruses. So, you know, I believe that this is a part of that as well, that's going to eliminate a number of people. Now, I don't know, the swine flu.
H1N1, and we have H1N5 also. Go ahead, sir.
No, I'm thinking of the Spanish flu, you know, back in 1918.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it took out quite a few people. And I think that this one, in turn, is going to do the same.
It already has taken thousands of people.
Yes, indeed.
Just in Italy alone, it's taken out, what did you say, 400 today?
Yeah, 475 just in Italy today.
Wow.
475. And in Iran, every hour, I told you the first figure was more than 10 people dies every hour in Iran right now. I mean, and Iran will get the 90 million population. They said they will get 70 million will get coronavirus. So it's a 60 to 70%. Yes.
Mm. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, everywhere. Even in the United States, as you've been talking, 300 million people will get it. And out of the news, 420 approximately. It's 400, just to round it up.
Right.
100 million. And those 100 million is not off the hook yet. And Yeah, nobody. That's the problem. In Singapore, we have the same problem. We have, it's not one that... Yeah, right now we see riots is sparkling in Europe, in London, in Italy, France, and that's why they brought tanks into the streets of Europe right now. I mean, right now as we speak, more than 40 nations minimum, or if not more, are under total martial law.
Well, we might be under martial law pretty quickly. We never know.
Exactly, because 9 miles away North Americans, including Canada and USA and Mexico, I mean all North Americans, away from the, you know, rioting. If 9 million people don't have it, it's the end of the North America, unfortunately.
Okay. All right, Mike, I appreciate you for calling and giving us that information. So how
thank you
are you
very
doing?
Much.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah, we work from home right now, so we are doing, I mean, we have also lines here too. I mean, it's hard because
yes.
As we keep going and see the checkpoints and the grocery shop checkpoints everywhere. I mean, it's frustrating. But
yes.
We took action very first time, you know, almost in around December range.
Okay.
But the question is, unfortunately, United States were aware of the situation and WHO, World Health Organization, played the game and saying, well, we are not sure it's global pandemic, oh, this and that, and then finally it's a global pandemic. And then every way we see the whole globe is going under martial law. And Donald Trump is supposed to close the, what you call, President Trump, supposed to close Mexico border, Canadian border lines, and unfortunately, he announced it today. I believe that something like, well, you are not going to let some people in, but other people can come. Hope that's the problem. That is the problem. Why Italia did total quarantine means they close all their border lines with other countries of the European Union. And also, France did the same thing. I mean, we see a lot of other countries there, they click right away. I mean, we know stock is going to crash. Every day, 1,000 points. Every day, it
yes.
will go back to 2,000, 3,000 points.
Yes.
And end of the... You know, it's going to be global recession, global disorder. Go ahead, please.
Yes, you're right. I agree with you. I do agree. Right now, I'm going to take a break, and we will be back. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny Whiteshell.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious Seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you know a youth in need of a place to live? Have you always wanted to make a difference in the city of Detroit, but not known how? The answer to both of these questions is Covenant House, Michigan. Covenant House is a youth homeless shelter serving 18 to 24-year-olds in the city of Detroit with education, resources, job preparation, and so much more. If you'd like to learn more about these programs, please call 313-463-2000 or look us up on the web at www.covenanthousemi.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
We're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And we're talking today about the COVID-19, which is the coronavirus that's killing quite a few people around the world. And today we were talking New Jersey, Connecticut, and Illinois were preparing to follow the lead set by California and New York in telling people to stay mostly inside. The Federal Reserve moved to backstop municipal money market funds, and the U.S. was to close borders with Mexico and Canada, and that's what Mike was saying. A Trump administration official working in Vice President Mike Pence's office has tested positive, and soon more than 1.5 Americans will be under orders to stay mostly indoors. The Senate is close to a deal for $1 trillion rescue plan. One of Vice President Mike Pence's staffers has tested positive. Haiti announces a state of emergency after confirmed cases. Businesses and investors struggle with another day of market turmoil that erased the Trump bump. Here's what happened at the White House briefing. Border closures, warnings against immigration, and more. American passengers from the Costa Limonosa describe a chaotic evacuation from France. So one by one, localities and now some of the nation's biggest states are beginning to limit people's movements as they struggle to try to curb the spread of the coronavirus before fast-growing caseloads overwhelm their hospitals. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo moved Friday to sharply limit outdoor activity across the state, including by ordering non-essential businesses to keep all of their workers home. His wide-ranging executive order, which takes effect on Sunday at 8 p.m., was issued as the number of known cases in the state jumped to over 7,800. Now, we don't have that yet here, but I don't know, Mike, what do you think? It might be coming here.
Yes, you know, Jenny White, you know, right now, I just got the news right now as I'm looking at it. You know, they keep telling the people go to a station A, B, C, whatever location it might be, go to do a test. Actually, the test should be done through your nose because right. The virus is done. But what this Google and Amazon corporations are doing, they put swab into your mouse. So not only they have access to your DNA, and they have access to a lot of your what will happen to you, say 10 years from now, or 15 years, or 2 years from now, will you get this? So this is very dangerous. I
That's
ask
true.
Your listeners, please do not go there. And as I'm reading the news, traffic comes to a standstill in New Jersey as thousands arrives for its first drive-up coronavirus testing, forcing military to turn people away after reaching full capacity in 4 hours, as U.S. registers 4,000 cases per day and rising. But yes, you need to go to your doc. You need the testing should be done through your nose. If they want to use your mouth, say thanks, bye bye, go.
Yeah.
And that's intelligence, because we find out all over here, Singapore, to all over the world, they do through nose. You don't take your spirit or vaping through your. And these people are wearing the same clothes, and not only this dangerous, because it's going to transfer the disease from another person to you while they're doing
true.
It. I mean, they don't change their gloves every time. They do that. They use the same clothes. They use the same thing. They take it out of the things, put it in your mouth, and their gloves are. I'm sorry to say that, freaking dirty. It's germs.
Oh, you know what? I hadn't thought of that, but you make a good point. You make an extremely good point.
My pleasure.
Yes.
You give me the time. I always talk to you. I give you your listeners.
Right.
And together, you are giving a lot of, but I see things differently because I'm in Asia. You know, they never do your test. I never heard of that. I mean, I put it together, you know, this info. Why they want people keep going? I mean, from all over the USA or Canada, North America, test. Oh, your only way, easy way. No. Easy way is more dangerous than any other ways. Because... Mm-hmm. I mean, I keep seeing these people, they dress white. I mean, I have pictures of it, and it's the same gloves, testing site, capacity is full.
I hadn't thought of that.
And,
that's a good point.
To your listener more about it. Tell them don't do it.
I will,
Tell them best way to do it through different, avenues, your doctor or your ER, you know. The question is, this infection is keep going to go high in New York, California, or any other places that they're doing the same thing because this putting it, okay, the virus can go up to your gloves right away, and then you bring it to another one. What the hell is happening? Go ahead. Please.
You know what? I really appreciate you bringing that out because I hadn't thought of it, and I'm sure a lot of people hadn't. And I will ring that bell. And I thank you, Mike, for bringing that to my attention.
Yeah, my pleasure. Where is your location?
In Detroit.
Okay, Michigan. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure they're doing it there too. So people, before they do such a testing, you know, be careful. I mean, first of all, you give your information. And you don't know how they are going to protect your information. And who accesses it? Google is going to access all your DNA and your information, medical history, and when they ask you, they ask 10, 15 minutes of questions from you before even they give you an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is an intrusion to the people, Democratic Republic of United States.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you for calling and just giving us all that information because we needed it. We needed it. I'm going to take another break and we'll be back. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
This is Terry from Texas, and I love listening to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
This is the Jenny White show. We're talking about the coronavirus, and we've gotten some good information tonight from my friend Mike from Singapore. Appreciate you. So,
you're most welcome.
We are hopefully not going to, well, I guess we will eventually have orders to stay indoors. And I guess we need to do that. In New York, Mr. Cuomo said that those provisions will be enforced. Then within space of an hour, Friday afternoon, several other big states followed suit. Governor Ned Lamont of Connecticut issued an order similar to Mr. Cuomo's, and Governor Philip D. Murphy of New Jersey said he planned to order on Saturday that all non-essential businesses in that state shut down as well. And in Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced a statewide stay-at-home order on Friday, asking all 12 million residents to leave the house only when necessary. All non-essential businesses must also stop operating under the order, which is effective at 5 p.m. Saturday. I don't come to this decision easily, Mr. Pritzker said in an afternoon news conference. I fully recognize that in some cases I am choosing between people's lives and saving people's livelihood. But ultimately, you can't have a livelihood if you don't have a life. All right, now, those of you that are interested in making a statement or you would like to ask a question, just press the 1 on your phone pad and you'll be streaming live. We're talking about the coronavirus or COVID-19 that is affecting all of us all over the world. And I have another caller who would like to say something. Hi, caller.
Hello.
You're on live. And what's your name?
Hi, Ms. Jenny
White. How you doing? Yes,
I'm good.
Your name?
My name is Rick, calling from New York City, Big Apple.
I haven't talked
to you in a while.
Yes,
how you doing?
And this is Mike from Singapore. How about that?
Yes. How are you?
So I'm calling from one of the epicenters of the crisis. So
okay.
Know what's going on, and it's pretty bad. It's dire.
Oh yeah.
Right now.
Oh yeah.
It's pretty bad. one of the things I wanted to talk about is the lack of leadership from the government.
Amen.
No.
Okay. You know, I'm just saying, you know, it's like, you know, I've been listening to numerous, you know, press conferences, and it just kills me how, you know, the Trump administration and everybody who stands behind him just sort of falls in line and just, just says basically, you know, toe to the party line or whatever he says, because, you know, out of fear. And, you know, and I can tell that a lot of the people behind him are respected in their own genres, in their own fields. But once you're caught up in that net, it's like, you know what, you just can't say what needs to be said. And it's just crazy that, you know, from Miss Jenny, from like what, let's just say 2 weeks ago, Trump had a press conference where, you know, we were actually like getting really involved, or more than 2 weeks ago, but engaged. And he just downplayed
yes.
the whole thing. Like, it was nothing. It was like, okay, your kid's got a cold. Okay, deal with it. You know, come on.
Are you,
it's not
right.
that, it's not
are you
that serious.
Sir? Are
it's
you
not
referring,
that serious.
Sir, that, are you, sir, referring that he said the coronavirus is a hoax?
Is this Mike from Singapore?
Yes.
Yes, sir, yes.
Okay, Mike. Mike, you had your time to talk. Can I talk now? Okay, because I stuff you said either. So anyway, so our president, my president, not Mike's president, just isn't on board with what he's not really on board with what's going on here, you know, and he has downplayed it from the beginning. And now all of a sudden, you know, it's because he said from the very beginning, Ms. White, it's like, you know what, yeah, we got from the beginning when we had like 15, 30 cases. Oh, guess what? Those 30 cases are going to go down to zero. And and we all know it's like, yeah, okay. And then
right.
now all of a sudden, here we are today where we have at least – the last time I checked, it's like 10,000 cases. 10,000. yes, or maybe more. But last week, I
think every day we wake up, there are 1,000 more.
Yeah. I mean, but okay. So last week, Friday, I remember. No, I was leaving work. Me and my boss, we were having the conversation about the whole coronavirus. And it was like 3,000 cases. I was like, and we were like, wow, that's a lot. And then all of a sudden, here we are a week later, and it's tripled.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, what's going on? So the thing that has happened is that, first of all, which is still an issue, is that there's not enough testing going on in,
right.
you know, in the United States. But now that we have ramped up testing, guess what? The number of cases have tripled in a week. 1 week. So, I mean, if, you know, the administration does what they say they're supposed to do, meaning ramp up testing, make sure the testing's available, we are going to be, and in my opinion, we're going to be just like Italy. we're going to have so many cases that it's going to be astronomical. We are.
Okay, because, don't put that out in the universe, please.
Well, Miss, I'm just trying to be realistic.
No, I know what you're saying.
I'm trying to be realistic. I mean, again, like I said, you know, every time he gets behind the podium, he just doesn't be presidential. He, like, I watched his press conference today, and he's getting into an argument with one of the
with the reporter,
one of the guys in the press. Yeah, he's like, you know what, you're a bad guy. You know, you report fake news, and it's
you
like
be ashamed
he
of yourself.
Just asked
yeah,
you a question. Yeah, he just asked you a question. He didn't make it personal. Yeah.
Well, what do you
think
about all those guys? You and we're supposed to stay, what, 3 to 6 feet apart? And all those guys are all gathered up behind him, you know, shoulder
you know
to
what,
shoulder almost.
Yeah, and he even said, he's like, well, you know, even though you guys are, like, separated, you know what? You're still too close. We should get rid of
you. You should have heard him yesterday.
You.
He said it was only half of them that were there should, you know, be there, and the others should be gone, and
yeah,
he didn't want.
No, that's
he only
what I'm saying.
Wanted those
that's
that
what I'm saying.
He liked.
He was saying, yeah, he was basically signaling out people that he wanted gone and people that he wanted there.
Absolutely.
It's like, wait, are you our president, or are you a, like, you know, reality show? What is going on right now? You know, so it's, you know, it's just kind of just, you
well,
know, for
he
me.
Well, he doesn't
I,
know. Now, that's
no, he
be
knows.
Honest.
No, come on.
What is
Miss,
he know?
Miss
what
White,
does he know?
He knows what he's doing. But he has that kind of egocentric attitude that, you know, I could do what I want. I mean, everybody knows that by now. He thinks that he can do what he wants. And
you
then
know
it,
what?
It gets to
he's
the point where
just that.
Yeah, but we're talking about we're talking about now a pandemic where you should, like, dial it back and be like, okay, this is not about me and my ego, but, you know, just, you know, talk about what we need to do for the American public. You know, but he can't control himself. He went after a reporter, you know, who just asked him a question. It's like, bro, you're supposed to be talking about how are you helping the American people, how are you, like, ramping up, you know, production and everything, but all you want to talk about is fake news.
You know what? Listen to Dr. Fauci. What's his name? Fauci.
Oh, please. Yeah, Fauci. Yeah, Fauci. Yeah. I mean,
Dr.
Today,
Tony. Yeah.
Even today, you know, even today, it's like they are not on the same page. And you know what? To be honest, Ms. White, I was looking at, while the president is talking, I'm looking at Fauci's body language while he stands behind him. He's just like staring at his watch. He's like, you know, how much longer I got to do this? How much longer do I have to sit up here and pretend that we're on the
I
same page?
That one. Okay, I missed that one. I missed that one.
No, seriously. He seriously, like, pulled the sleeve back and was like, okay.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
How much longer do I have to be up here? You know? And then, you know, the reporters are already caught on. They're like, okay, Mr. President, I have one question for you, and now I got another question for him, because they're not on the same page. People already know that. And you know what? The whole time I'm watching this press conference, I'm looking at, you know, on the side, they have, like, the Dow Jones, you know, ticker, the average, what's happening. Now, when before he came out, it was in the green. And as soon as he started talking, it went all red.
Yes.
It's just like every time you step on stage and try to shovel the American people your BS, this is what happens. This is what happens. You are not instilling any confidence in the American people. The reporters try to ask you real questions that real Americans have about what's going on, and all you do is just like, okay, I'm just going to pick the people that I like out here to ask the questions that I know. You know,
right.
I'm not going to have to call them. You're dirty. You're a bad reporter. Like,
yeah, he sure
seriously.
Did. That was cute. That was really interesting.
It's just ridiculous. You know. Somebody said on CNN, it's like, you know what, why does he even come out here? You know, just let Mike Pence talk, because at least, you know,
please.
It's not negative. look, come on.
Please,
I mean, it's,
give
it's,
me a
it's,
break.
Look, Miss White, I hear you.
Just let the
but it's
doctor
the lesser,
talk, okay?
It's the lesser of two evils. It's the lesser of two evils.
I guess, right, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's all I'm saying. You know, I don't agree with him either, because he's just a puppy dog. You know, he does whatever the person says.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's the lesser of two evils. At least you don't have somebody on live TV lying to your face. You know, just being like, we're doing that. Okay, next person.
Well,
don't even answer the question.
What I find really interesting is that they count his lies. They count
We
them.
What?
Count the
oh,
lies.
They, of course. Of course.
I mean,
in this day and age, trust and believe, everybody is fact counting everything he says. That's what they do.
Everything.
But at the end of the day, Miss White, he doesn't care.
I think some people have lied so long till whatever
that
they say they believe it and expect us to believe it too. So, you know.
But he is, you know what, I wanna talk about the quarantines. Well, I won't even call them quarantines, it's like the stay at home thing that our governor just imposed today. The California governor imposed yesterday, and I think a couple of other states, Ohio and Illinois, I believe, imposed.
New Jersey. Yes.
I'm sorry.
You're right. Yes. You're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you're right.
So I truly believe. I mean, if anyone, not anyone, but if our president is looking at the statistics that is going on in Europe, where, you know, like Spain and Italy, especially Italy, the death toll, there were like 600 people who died in one day.
Yeah.
One day.
That was horrible.
One day. And if you don't get this under control in the United States, we are looking at the same thing. You know, I mean, I heard on your show where you were talking about, you know, how, you know, like kids and stuff don't believe that we're good. No, it only happens to old people. You know, there's kids in Florida on the beach. And it's not just kids. That's a crazy thing. I saw the footage. There's grown folks with babies. You know, it's not just college kids. It's just people who are just ignoring the real, you know, the real issue.
Yeah.
So, amen. I mean, in my opinion, with that being said, I think that there should be a national, from the top down, a quarantine. You know, there should. Okay, I won't say quarantine.
I think we're coming to that. I really do. I think we're coming. Yeah.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And the only reason I don't think that, Ms. White, is because our president is not going to do it. He's not. He doesn't have that foresight. He doesn't see it that way. And I'm sure there are people in the administration who are like, you know, you might want to think about doing what other countries are doing, you know, instituting a nationwide, like, quarantine. Where people stay where they are, but I don't see this. Our president, and I hate saying that word, but I don't see him doing that.
Well, you know what? I found out today that someone from, and I've forgotten the guy's name, he left Florida to go to Mar-a-Lago and tell Trump that he needed to take the virus seriously, because he wasn't taking it seriously.
No,
and the
guy
drove from Florida to Mar-a-Lago, his golf course, to tell him. He had to have somebody else to tell him,
look,
you better take that seriously.
Miss White,
it was reported
that he was hand grabbing, shaking hands, taking photos with people who were positive, who had the virus,
and he still went on.
You know, at a press conference the next day or the day after, and was like, "I don't feel like I need to take it. Why? Because you want me to? No." he ignored, and then he's still shaking hands, ignoring everything that everyone in his cabinet.
Well, he
and
doesn't
his,
take it seriously either.
Well, that's my whole point. You know, it's like nothing applies to him. That's the problem. The problem is that he doesn't take it serious.
Yeah, he's got Tesla.
If you don't have the leadership from the top down, like we did when we had Obama, because we were in a different situation right now if Obama was still in office.
Yeah.
That I know for a fact.
Amen.
But this guy just thinks that, oh, yeah, okay, fly by the seat of my pants. Yeah, you want me to do that? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll do that. You want me to do this? Nah, I'm not ready to do that yet. You know, it's just crazy. And like I said, We are, as a country, still divided. You got governors doing whatever they need to do for their constituents, for their, you know, their states, whereas you don't have any leadership from the top. And it's to me, it's just so frustrating that, you know, we are going to be in a situation, and I know you told me don't say that, but we are going to be in a situation, and in my opinion, if nothing changes. Like
well,
Italy.
Dr. Fauci said it'll get worse before it
of
gets
course
better.
It's going to get worse.
That's what he said. So.
But do we want to see the numbers that Italy is seeing? 600 people a day?
I don't know.
Because our president won't do what he needs to do. That's the problem. Anyway.
Well, you say he does, but I don't think he knows what to do.
He has all these, and he says it all the time, like, we got the best doctors, we got the best this, we got the best this, we're the greatest country in the world, but he's not listening. He's not listening. He and Fauci today in the press conference basically just went back and forth, and they basically contradicted each other.
Amen.
it's just like, what the hell am I watching right now? You know, you guys are supposed to be on the same page telling the American people, or, you know, giving us hope and trust in the government that we're doing what we need to do, when you two can't agree. What
we're
the heck
worse
is going
off
on?
After they have those sessions, we're worse off than they were.
You know,
I swear to God,
Ms. White, I watch them just to make sure I hear it myself. No, not to hear it from somebody else, third source, fourth source. I want to hear it myself. And as I watch it, I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
He said one thing, and now Fauci just said, nah. That's just the president just wishing. But the real deal is, here, it's just crazy. It's crazy. So,
it really is. But listen, I appreciate your comments.
I'm so frustrated. I'm so
don't
frustrated
stay away
by
so
the
long.
Whole thing. Huh?
Don't stay away so long.
Oh, okay. I won't. I won't. Because I got a lot
Jenny.
To talk about.
Like,
I just don't.
Mike stayed a little long, too.
Mike
from Singapore.
Maybe Mike will come back on, and then Mike and I can debate. But
No. Mike, I mean, I can ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ask you, sir. Yeah. I mean, can you please give us a since you are in the hot zone right now in New York, New Jersey area, so can you please give us a roundup what's going on really out there from your point of view, please? We appreciate you.
I can't because, to be honest, you know, I'm just a worker bee, and I'm in my bunker. I'm away from, you know, I'm following the guidelines. You know, from our mayor and our governor, you know, I'm, you know, contained in my apartment. And so I can't really tell you what's actually happening on the streets. I can only, you know, tell you what you can hear on the news and everything, you know, what's happening. But I know that our governor and our mayors they're doing more than our president's doing, you know, about, you know, trying to curb, because we are one of the three. We're one of the three localities. That's us. That's California and Washington State. We're the top three states that are, you know, have the top three numbers of virus, you know, people who are infected. So, you know, they're doing what they can do. So that's all I can tell you, you know. Other than that, I can tell you that, you know, the streets, I went out, I went shopping today,
empty.
And the streets are empty, and the stores are empty. And so, yeah, I guess people are actually, you know, listening to the warnings.
And that, don't you think so that's something wrong right now in North America right now? Because
what do you
if
mean?
You cannot the food you want, or you have to go 10 times until you find the items.
No. When I say empty, what I mean is, literally when I go to the grocery store on a Friday, it's packed. You know, what I'm saying is that there are not that many people in the grocery stores, but I'm still able to get all the goods I need.
Oh, okay. So you're lucky in that area then. Wherever you are, you're lucky.
Yeah, that's not an issue.
But
in
many parts of
the
USA,
the goods are there.
I'm talking about
the people who are adhering to the warnings of not congregating, staying away, So that's what I'm talking about when I say it's empty. I'm talking about the people, not the shelves. I'm talking about the food's there. It's just like I didn't expect to get in and get out as fast as I thought I would. So that's what I meant.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate
all right,
you.
Mr. Singapore, Mike.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. We love
you. You're welcome. All right. Hey.
Well, thank you so much.
So
and,
I won't stay away so long, Miss
Miss
White.
Stay away
so I'll check
long.
In again.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't
you.
Even
I
think you would remember me.
Oh, yeah. I remember my folks. But thank you for coming and all your comments and everything.
Okay.
And I appreciate that. And I'm sure my listeners do, too. And
all
that goes the same for you, Mr. Mike from Singapore. I appreciate
thank
you
very
you
much.
Well. And don't
you
stay
you more,
away
actually.
So long.
Sure.
Okay, Mike.
You
hey, Mike, you stay safe in Singapore. And you, Ms. White.
Okay.
And Michigan.
And you as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm in my bunker and I'm good.
Good.
All right. Okay.
You take care. Have a great weekend, guys.
You
thank
too.
You. You too.
Okay. Bye.
The show is gone. And I would like to say before we go, I want everybody to be safe. I really do. I don't want anybody to catch the virus or whatever, and none of your family. So, we're going to pray that everybody is safe. And before you go, I'd like to say it's to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. So with that having been said, I will say thank you for calling in. I appreciate you, those who just called in to listen. I appreciate you as well. And if you've made a comment, I appreciate that. And listen, I'll be here next week. We'll be talking on the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Good night.
Good night. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.